The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has told a contractor to get in position to begin maintenance dredging around the Snake River ports of Lewiston and Clarkston. This, even though there's a pending lawsuit to block it. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more on the stakes.
The Corps of Engineers is building up to a new start date for Snake River dredging of January 12th. Meanwhile, a federal district court judge has scheduled oral arguments on January 2nd on an environmental challenge. Port of Lewiston manager David Duringsfeld says the dueling concerns and dismays him.
I think it's a little bit of an analogy right now of, you know, having a slide along Interstate 90 somewhere. And then, you know, are we going to have a lawsuit to decide whether or not we're going to clear the slide area?
In a new court filing, the Army Corps' district commander estimates an injunction would leave taxpayers on the hook for upwards of $2 million to pay the dredging contractor to mobilize and then demobilize. The Army Corps says it can't wait for the lawsuit outcome, though. That's because there's a narrow window to work in the Snake River between salmon migrations. I'm Tom Botsey reporting.